week. You know what? It's time for us to jump into worship and have an amazing time praising God. love to worship God. Before we go any further, though, what we need to do is we need to put on our pay attention eyes. So let's grab those and click those on. Cool, mine are pool floats. All right, reach up high, grab those listening ears and click those babies on. Are they working? Good. Now let's count to three and zip, lock, and button. One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button. Good job. So now we need to prepare our hearts. So let's fold our hands and bow our heads. Dear God, thank you so much for Discovery Land. Help us to really listen and learn from your story that you have for us today. And thank you for this beautiful day. We love you so. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, friends, God is good and his love is good. As you may have heard last time, God gave new life to a man named Paul who tried to fight against what Jesus wanted. Paul even threw people who loved Jesus in jail. Oh my goodness! God changed Paul into a person who loved Jesus with all of his heart. When Paul chose to trust and obey Jesus, he spent his whole life telling others all about Jesus and his love. God is so good, and he can change us, lead us, and show us the very best way to live. A long time ago, near the beginning of the Big God story, God chose the people of Israel, the Jews, to have a special place in his story. God told them that they were his very special people. They were called God's people. God gave them a special job. God's people were to tell the whole world, I mean everybody that they could see, about him and show them how to worship God. All the other nations around them would be able to look at how special Israel was and how much God was blessing them. When the other nations saw this, they'd want to know and worship God too. But there was a problem. You see, the people of Israel remembered they were the special people, but they forgot to do the special job. They were proud of themselves for being so precious to God, but they weren't telling others about him. In today's part of the Big God story, we're going to see how God reminded his people of their special job and how he leads them. Friends, Peter is here today to help us with this part of the Big God story.
Hey, friends.
Hey, Peter. Let's all say hello. Now, Peter, you said you saw a vision.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what exactly is a vision?
Well, a vision is kind of like a dream, but in the middle of the day and when you're wide awake.
I see. So, mm-hmm. Peter, what did you see in this vision?
Well, it was kind of weird. Because it was at lunchtime, and I was really hungry, and I was on the roof praying, and in this vision, I saw all of these foods that the Jewish people aren't supposed to eat, but God's voice told me to eat them.
So, what did you do?
No way. I wasn't going to eat any of those foods, but this happened three times. I think God was trying to tell me something.
Hmm. What makes you think it was God that was trying to tell you something?
Well, as soon as I went downstairs, a man invited me to lunch. Okay. Now, this man wasn't a Jewish man, and normally I wouldn't have lunch with him because of that, but I remembered my vision, and I felt like God wanted to lead me and teach me a better way, and this man and his friends wanted to hear about Jesus, so even though he wasn't Jewish, I wanted to tell them about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand you got into a little bit of trouble for having lunch with these men.
Yeah, well, first, the leaders of the church were upset that I ate with this man and his friends because they weren't like us.
Oh.
But when I told them about the vision and how these men wanted to hear about Jesus, then the leaders were actually happy about it.
Oh, well, good.
They knew that God was reminding us that his love is for everyone. And God has blessed us, and he doesn't want us to keep that blessing to ourselves. He wants to lead us in sharing that blessing with everyone.
I heard the church leaders sent Barnabas and Paul to share God's love with all the nearby cities. Mm-hmm. God knew the Jews had forgotten their special job. He corrected their path and set them off in the right direction. He does that. God showed the Jews how he wanted them to live so they would please him. Thanks for sharing your story, Peter.
Anytime. Thanks for listening, friends.
What a great lesson! God showed Peter in the early church how he wanted them to live. God led them. God shows us the very best way to live and leads us too. He does this by speaking to us through the Bible, when we pray, and through others who love us. Let's pretend that it's your birthday and your mom made you lots of yummy cupcakes.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, Miss Michelle, look what I found.
Like that.
Like that. That's an amazing looking cupcake.
This is the most beautiful cupcake. Oh, okay. So we're pretending right now. Their moms made some yummy frosted cupcakes for them to take to school. Okay, guys, now let's pretend that when you got to school, you hid your birthday cupcakes in the back of the room. Uh-oh. Then at lunch and playtime, pretend that you sneak back to the back of the room and you start to eat your cupcakes yourself. Oh, my goodness. Now, you might think, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
I'm special.
I'm special.
So I get to eat all the cupcakes that I choose. What do you think your mom would say if she showed up at school to help you share the cupcakes and she saw you in the corner with frosting all over your face? Oh, my goodness. I bet she'd be sad. And you forgot to do your job of sharing the cupcakes with your friends. Yes, it was your birthday and you were special, but you were also supposed to share your blessing with others.
Yeah.
What was the blessing that you had to share? That's right, the birthday cupcakes. Thank you.
There you go.
That's kind of what happened with God's people. They were happy to be special, but they forgot their job was to share God's love with others. But God is so good and helped his people remember that they're special and they had an important job to do. Friends, God leads his church, and God's church is made up of all his followers, and that includes you and me and Miss Michelle, and he will lead his church in sharing his followers, in sharing his love with everyone. So, what are some ways that we can share God's love with others?
We can pray for people.
Yep, we can be kind.
Yes, we can.
We can give stuff that we have to others.
Share our cupcakes.
Yeah. We could even invite people to come to church.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we could tell people about God's love, too.
Yep.
Man, there's just lots of things we could do.
There's tons of ways that we can do
this. So during our song today, I want you to ask God who he wants you to share God's love with and how he wants you to do that.
Yeah.
A blessing.
All right. Here, I'll take the cupcake. Okay. And I'll put it back. Okay. I'll put it down.
All right. We need to put our hands up because it's time for our blessing. Are you guys ready? Children, may God lead you today and every day as you listen for Him to guide you. May you follow Him always.